The so-called world is imaginary. That must be understood very deeply. It is a dream within an infinite consciousness. And our function is to escape from the illusion of being a character in the dream to realizing the dreamer. And to do that, we must know the way, the Tao, the way to retrace our steps from the absolute real to the imaginary flux of space-time and the delusion of being a bodily entity. And so the imaginary must be reflected upon in the plane of the symbolic, in that capacity to interpret, to analyze, to synthesize, to transcend the contents of consciousness. And in that reflection, there is a recognition that the consciousness is knotted to the imaginary because of language that creates the illusion that the thoughts belong to the imaginary being, and that the consciousness is producing those thoughts from its reality rather than from its imaginary dream field. And so the plane of representation of the pseudo-symbolic, that is, the thoughts that emerge not from the real self, but from the I thought, the ego mind. Those thoughts are alien to the real. They are embedded in the imaginary. They are based upon the illusion of duality, of the multiplicity of the 10,000 things, and as the I, as one of those things. And so there must be a return, a reverse movement from the externalization of the mind into its imaginary world, and a return from that illusion of being a person in that world to realize that the world and that person is simply a dream in one's mind. But not the mind of the person, the mind that has created the person. This return can only be accomplished through a letting go of language and the attempt to know, to grasp, to control, to manipulate, to calculate, to figure out how to become one's real self. Because it cannot be done with the instrument of the conceptualizing mind. That mind is the problem. It cannot provide the solution. It is too low a level of intelligence that is embedded in the dream field and does not and cannot know the self beyond the dream. To know the self, one must follow the Tao in returning to the silence of the inconceivable self. Because the real self does not appear within the dream, it cannot be known, it cannot be sensed, and it cannot be conceived of by the mind. The self is literally inconceivable. This must be understood very deeply, that one cannot use the instrument of thought to know, to understand, to reach the true nature of the self. And from the perspective of the ego that is imaginary, the self does not exist. It is nothing. And because the ego is terrified of nothingness, it locates the self in a delusional place that signifies lack and nihilism and loss and abandonment and the horror of having nothing to hold on to ground oneself on, to depend upon. And so there's a natural repulsion from the ego against the realization of the true self that has never been born, that can only be reached through traversing the plane of the imaginary and the symbolic and entering that nothingness, that emptiness of all thought and image and concept and emotion, and giving up entirely the hope of understanding with thought or of finding oneself as a form in a somewhere, and letting go of all desire for form, for taste, for anything that can be imagined, anything that can be felt, because the self is without qualities that can be conceived from within the imaginary context of the dream field. But the nothingness itself is imaginary because it's a conception of the imaginary mind. So the self is not really nothingness, but you have to traverse the field of nothingness in order to get to the real. But even nothingness is a delusional concept. The real is a mystery that cannot be penetrated until one has become no thing, no mind, no thought, no I. And it's in that absolute emptying out of all beliefs, all contexts, all frames of reference, all paradigms, all notions, anything that can be thought of, the letting go of every object sensory, mental, imaginal, or any sense of an existing I until the purity of the absolute self that is beyond the field of the dream, beyond the sense of existence, beyond time and space, can be stabilized. And then one's frame of reference shifts, it reverses, and the world is seen as an object in consciousness, and the real is the infinite beyond. And by merging entirely into that beyond of thought, one becomes the mystery. One becomes the indescribable and the inconceivable. One realizes that one was always that and could never be anything but that.